With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
The theater world suffered a tremendous loss this week with the death of Julie Harris. We were talking before our program, and you had actually met her once.
Once. I saw her on stage many times, and boy, a loss. That's not saying the half of it. That was a great actress. But I met her in 95 when she was doing Ladies in Retirement down in Coconut Grove, Florida, and being taken backstage as if to meet royalty, which, of course, I was. But to meet her, just this very modest and humble woman who on the stage was a lioness. They described her as an empty glass that just would fill it with a character and become anyone. And it was a privilege every time I saw her. Certainly it was a privilege to meet her. And honestly, to lose a great actress like that, I think many people who care about the theater are entirely bereft.
You have an example of one of her performances, and it sort of demonstrates what you say. She is in The Belle of Amherst portraying Emily Dickinson.
I'll tell you how the sun rose. A ribbon at a time. The steeples swam in amethyst. The news like squirrels ran. The hills untied their bonnets, the bobolinks begun. Then I said softly to myself, that must have been the sun.
That was the first time I did ever see her as a college student in Hartford, Connecticut, at the Bushnell, which is a barn. Ridiculous to see the Belle of Amherst in the Bushnell, but she did tour. And just the exquisite beauty of Emily Dickinson's poems, to hear the simplicity of that reading of that astonishing line of poetry, I'll tell you how the sun rose, a ribbon at a time. It was a perfect match. But she was so perfectly matched so many times. She played Joan of Arc. She played Mary Todd Lincoln, Frankie and Member of the Wedding. People forget that she was the original Sally Bowles before there was Cabaret, before there was Liza Minnelli, that Julie Harris so perfectly embodied Sally Bowles that John Van Druten said she more perfectly embodied the character than he had in his book. We will not see her like again. And, you know, I will say I'm very grateful you went for that poem and not because I could not stop for death, which would have wrecked me. Thank you.
Moving on, we talked about the Shaw Festival on last week's show. And this week you had a chance to head north of the border to see Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls, it's north. Is it west? I never know what direction anything is from Buffalo, but it's out of town, headed out of town and not too far. And people love those Shaw Festival musicals. I always find them a little odd and very Canadian, but it's been so popular that they've added 15 performances. So if you heard that Guys and Dolls was sold out, that was true, but they've added a bunch of performances. So you can get up and see Miss Adelaide, evoke her lament. And it is one of the great musicals of all time.
Speaking of musicals, opening next week, an early start to the theater season at Musical Fair Theater, La Cage aux Folles.
Do you remember, Mark, when that was a new show?
30 years ago.
30 years. It seems like this morning, doesn't it? It seemed kind of groundbreaking at the time because it is a relationship between two men back in the days before anyone would even contemplate a legal marriage between two men. It is, in a way, the last of the great, very traditional musicals. As you look at it, it's interesting just how retrograde this show is. The character Albin is very much the leading lady, though it is a man. And as I'm listening to Musical Fair's advertising, they once again, in that inimitable suburban style, managed not to mention that it's the relationship of two men. And with La Cage aux Folles, you can kind of get away with that. I find it intriguing to see just how far we've come, but it is a delightful show with a superior Jerry Herman score.
And closing BUA's The Birds Attack.
Well, opposite end of the spectrum, or isn't it? with Jimmy Janowski as Melanie Daniels, the Tippi Hedren role, just deranged in its hilarity, and Bebe Bulgari, a.k.a. Michael Blaisdell, in the Suzanne Plachette role, unabashedly gay, this production, and a great deal of fun.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.